We haven't been able to retrieve the first hour or so of tonight's Sports Talk show. We apologize for our technical problems. We now join Sports Talk about an hour into the show, a few minutes before we went on to Facebook Live.
Oh, shout out to golfer. I see the golfer wrapped tournament. Their season, didn't they?
Yeah, they got tournament tomorrow.
Thursday. Is it tomorrow?
I thought the girls played.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't
know. When's the boys' tournament? Play. Did they play it?
They may have played.
The MAC tournament is over. But I don't know about
was
that.
Over, but I think that was
the girls got beat. They played good though. Jaylene Bruins had like a 101 or something. A little freshman for
Their
they
last,
competed.
Yeah, MAC championships were on the 22nd.
Yeah, but when's sectional? I think
I would say it's this week. Right?
I think it's third tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that.
That sounds right.
You don't have it.
No, I don't.
Come on, bub.
Well, don't know.
I think Grant Kanapke, he's playing pretty good.
Grant Kanapke can hit the ball.
Had some pretty good scores, I've seen.
Grant Kanapke can play golf.
Yeah.
You looking it up?
Just looking to see if I had anything from the MAC or from Kurt that had that information.
And in a sad, sad weekend, though, because it's the end of the Red Legs for 2018.
She's over.
Sunday is it.
I seen where Harvey made his last start last night.
Harvey Wallbanger. That's all I got to say about him.
He, I doubt he's going to be a Red next year, is he?
I don't know. They're going to try, I'll bet you.
I'll give her a shot. Although, is he going to be another homer?
Girls golf sectional was Tuesday. They're done. Toby Metzger sends that in.
Yeah, Thursday, sectional boys golf at Colonial Golfers Club.
Right. Boys are firing up to
9:45. Yeah.
Colonial. We've been there. We played that one.
We should do it live on the air.
Okay.
Live.
Yep.
You got work tomorrow?
No, I got a lot of stuff to do here. Bridges. But
what you got to do?
I got I've got several commercials and public service announcements to record. I got get everything ready for
we talked too loud for the golf course.
Yeah, and it'd be a little tough to follow them around.
Grant looks at the why line. Is that? You say we can't walk?
Well, no, I'm saying we don't want to run a 10,000 foot extension cord.
Wireless shuckle hook us up.
Well, we can get internet, but we have to have electricity to run the sound.
Who? You do?
Yeah. Yeah, cord. You plug them in.
Big cord.
Plug in the soundboard.
We need a big cord.
We do, don't we?
Big.
I couldn't agree more. What else is going on, Annie?
Nothing.
You know what you could do, Bob?
Talk to us.
You could take your cell phone, make sure it's fully charged.
Okay.
And go around and do a live report for 2.5 hours or however long it takes, and we'll bring it back and run it through the board.
I like where you're going with this, Spencer. Yep.
There you go. There you go.
I really like where you're going with it.
Yep. Excitement.
Yep.
Who's got the game for tonight? Hobby?
Yes.
Hobby Joe?
Yep.
Hobby Dobby.
I'm worried about Friday night's game.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh.
Yeah, are we going to be the team that played New Bremen, or are we going to be the team that played Coldwater?
Emotional loss.
Yep.
Getting fired back up.
Yeah, got to get fired back up.
Fire them up, boys.
And I guarantee you, Big Rob, Coach Rob, he's going to be fired up over there.
Yes.
Knowing that this is one, hey, we can get this one. We got to go.
Yep. Parkway is my favorite venue to watch a football game.
No doubt. No doubt.
Other you love those Skeeters. Pine trees, don't you?
I just love the whole thing.
Yep. Other than the Skeeters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only going to be 60.
There's a couple of years where they had Skeeters.
Oh, yeah.
They were bigger than we were.
I don't know how big they were, but there was a bunch of them.
I know your feet just kept leaving the ground.
Are you guys in a booth? You got to be on the deck.
He says he thinks we're going to be able to squeeze everybody in.
Get them in.
Yep. Why don't you just set up on our side?
Electricity.
They got a house back here. We can run our big cord in.
You should have your own, like a Fort Carey's press box. We should have our own place.
Okay.
Keep everybody away.
Huh? That might, I don't know how that all works. You're only allowed to have X number of square feet of press box before you have to make it handicap accessible.
Excuse me? Who told you that?
The state.
Was you at Minster's press box? It's 50 miles long.
Yeah.
And you got to walk 9 miles to get up there.
Yep. And I don't know if it falls within that, but it was there before this law, which is only about 4 or 5 years old.
Laws are made to be broken.
Yeah.
And covered radio.
Yep. And then they can make you tear it down.
Mm. They ain't going to make you tear it down.
in its total amount, because one thing we thought about was, well, just do such and such square foot on one side and such and such square foot on the other. Yes.
We are going to redo
eventually,
ours.
Yes. It's going to happen.
Eventually.
We're going to get a bat pole.
We need a bat pole.
A bat pole. I don't
just
know.
Just mean slide down that baby.
We can just slide down that baby and not go around all the people.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, another thing.
Yeah.
Folks, before we cover your listing, because this will be something people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the white church comes down.
Ooh. Ooh. Taking her down?
2 o'clock tomorrow. So if you're listening out there and you want something cool to do.
It'll be something different.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day.
Corner wig.
Get your golf cart. Go down and watch Don Collig destroy.
Dickie Bonds will be there.
Oh, Bonds out of there.
Yeah. It's two doors down. So.
Yep. There's probably bats in that old building.
Oh, yeah. Bats and rats be flying out.
Yeah.
And
down Wig Street.
What's going to happen at that location?
They're going to tear it down.
Right. And then just make a park or just
no, have, they're grab build a park a house. Put a house.
A house, or it looks like there might be room for two or three.
No, I think one house, maybe one. Two. Well, I have no two. Idea. Maybe four.
Well, there used to be a house that sat just to the south of it.
No.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. There used to be a house there.
Yep.
Aaron Vaughn lived in it for a while.
I delivered your papers there.
No, I think you guys are wrong.
You
talking about the church house?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the church is, right to the south of that, there was a house that was 5 feet from the thing. Mm-hmm. It was a parsonage for the church. And then that whole parking lot that they have is...
church. What church was that?
Where? What?
What was the name of that church? Is that like a Lutheran church?
Well, it used to Methodist? Be used Big to be the Church of Christ, which moved out to
Big White Church.
Ain't
your song to the Big White Church. How's that go?
It's a little brown church in the Vale. But they moved out on Union City Road and sold that building to the First Church of Christ, which was where John Kaufenberger's house is. It sat between his and Butch Leuthold's.
Oh, I did.
They bought that, and they were there for 10, 15, 20 years, whatever that was. So.
My wife used to play in there.
I think it'd be neat to start a church.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Want to?
Yeah. Think we'd do that? Use the Hastings?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
Well, if you can get to them before 2 o'clock tomorrow, there's a building that...
You can just slide it down the road.
No, they gutted it. Took all the windows out and doors are on.
Well, put some new windows in. Got the building
Did Elmer do all of it?
Elmer was wide open on it.
I kept looking over Elmer. Elmer's taking everything apart. Elmer, 80 years old. Turned it down by himself.
So is he salvaging stuff or is he just... They pay him to
I don't know what he's doing. I think he's wanting something to do.
Because there's probably some neat old wood and all kinds of stuff in there that I'd hate to see just get bulldozed and burned.
Elmer's got neat wood.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. So, yeah.
Does anybody have Ed Snyder's new address?
No,
Because
lives on Hoosier Road.
Sea Woman needs new Rachel Rue bands, and she needs them bad, and nobody we don't know how to get them to her. So if anybody knows Ed Snyder's new address in Sydney, text it to me.
I guarantee you Cheryl Winning does.
I bet so, too. Yep. We need that. Yeah,
pretty good chance.
Because Sea Woman needs new bands.
We got to get her the bands.
Absolutely, we do. We'll drive them down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we roll.
I don't know which. He doesn't live very far from Hobbs, so I'm sure Hobbs has that, too, but...
Bill Stalker wants to know why wasn't the Judy lead kid mentioned among the county rushing leaders?
I don't know. Interesting, Billy.
Well, he only had about 100 yards going into, so he's got 300 in five games.
Yeah. Probably right.
Yep.
He had 216, I think, Friday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Got a lot.
30 carries, 216 yards. Bill says, Neil, get a generator, keep him quiet.
Generators are quiet enough that they put it on the back of a golf cart and sit beside them while they're trying to putt.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Fired up.
So
you should have.
Where do you get a quiet generator?
Should have a golf cart, and you can just announce from them.
Just drive around town and announce. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're getting.
All right.
At.
So here's what you do. Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay.
You pull into Parkway with a golf cart, unload it. You got a bench, two guys sitting there who's going to do your announcing.
Yep.
And a generator on the back.
Mm-hmm. So I pull in there with a golf cart, drive the 30 miles up there on the golf cart.
No, pull it in a wagon.
We're going to get a wagon.
What?
Trailer. We need a trailer.
We We need a trailer.
Well, why wouldn't you just have a broadcast trailer?
Okay.
Ooh, there you go.
Because you can't get it in there to see. All right, so now we got a golf cart in this trailer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So then you take the golf cart and you park it where you want to announce from.
And you're down on the ground where you can't see much of anything.
You can see enough.
Okay.
Come pick up your announcers.
Yep.
So drive them there. So they don't have to walk.
Boy, we're on to something.
This is big.
Yeah, okay.
Neil, this is something. Did you see the Monday Night Football game? Booger McFarland sitting on the...
Booger.
You see this? You know how they got the camera along the sidelines?
Yeah.
They got him in it. He's sitting on a seat and he's just moving back and forth. It was awesome.
Booger was swaying.
We can do that at Fort Recovery.
I like it.
Neil, you in or out?
I don't think we have a camera, and why would we?
Why are you so negative about all my ideas?
Well, because we're not allowed to broadcast a game live.
Are you stupid?
Not video.
Yeah, we can't. Who's going to stop us?
The state of Ohio.
How are they going to know?
Somebody will probably mention it somewhere along the line.
WOSN does it.
They do not do it live.
They have before.
No, they haven't.
They might have.
No, I'm very sure
Facebook
they have
live. Not. Facebook the live.
The only ones that are allowed to be broadcast live are ones that are done by the whichever company has the contract with the state of Ohio that year, and they usually from time to time, they'll do one or two regular season games and a couple of the tournament games, but they do all the state finals.
I talked to Jerry Snodgrass this week.
And they're the only ones allowed to do it live.
I thought he was going to call in.
I talked to him this week. He's on an airplane.
Well, let's go. Get off the airplane.
Next week.
Put him in an airplane,
maybe. He said he will be on our show.
Bring him on.
The commissioner of the Ohio High School Association.
Yep. Why wouldn't he be?
We can't get the other commissioner to come back.
Digger is out.
He just completely dropped us.
We had Rob Rutledge. I don't know why. Can't get Jerry Snodgrass.
We used to have Digger, and he dropped us because he ain't proud of us anymore. No,
He's down on us.
He hates us.
I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I said, I think. I didn't say
people
I
hate,
know.
People hate 4K Radio.
Yeah, well, it's because we got Bubba and Fee on, and they can't get Bubba and Fee on.
No, it's because nobody listens to us anymore. We have five listeners.
We're down to five.
We used to have like 20.
Yeah, that was big days.
Now, nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody's listening.
Yep.
Archives, zero.
Zero.
We got to get back on this Facebook Live thing.
Okay.
How we do that? Turn them on right now.
Okay. I think I can.
Turn them on.
I think I can. Takes a couple minutes, but I think I can.
I want on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. Okay.
Bubba'd fee.
Let's see if I can make this happen.
You got the cameras.
Yeah. Yep. I'm working on it right now.
And that's the radio show with Jordan and them guys sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yep. Them guys suck.
They suck, okay. Real?
Yeah. It's a terrible show.
Dude. I don't think it is. I think it's a really good show. They're funny. Those guys are funny.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, it's lighting up.
Uh-oh.
Boys, we're on Facebook Live.
Not yet.
No, we're close.
Not yet.
Wait a minute. I got to brush my teeth.
Okay. I got to put this beer down.
Oh, we can't. No, you can't. We got beers.
Yeah, we can. You're not that drink beer.
No, we're not.
You're of age.
Ooh, I guess I am.
We'll get thrown out of the Mac again.
Barely. They're going to throw us out again.
For drinking beer, I don't think
so. They could. Set a bad example.
Okay, I think you're on now.
Okay, hey, welcome.
Facebook Live.
Are we on or not?
Well, I think so.
Chuck, where's Chuck at?
I'm turning on.
Probably home.
Yep. What do you got to go to?
I don't know.
How's my hair look?
Just go on Facebook and go to Fort Recovery Radio. What do you mean, how's your hair look? Nobody's seen it for 5 years. 10,
oh, 20. Wow. So, I'm sorry.
The glare is bad. The glare is bad. Got to turn the cameras off.
What's that guy's name? Fabia.
Fabia.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
You always know what I'm thinking. How you do that? It's funny. Is Fee on?
Yeah, got both of you on.
How we looking?
Like Bubba and Fee.
Hey, they want the thinker or the stinker?
Well, now there's Fee.
Put me on. I'm waving.
He's waving.
There's Bubba. Now we go back to both the split screen. So
split screen? Oh, this is big.
Yeah, I got both of you
on. Is our sound on?
Nope.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook Live. Now I'm nervous. Now I can't talk.
Okay. I'll turn the cameras off.
This is big for us. This is the first time we've ever been on Facebook Live.
That's
big.
That's not pressure. Every Christmas.
That's the only time, and we're not even on.
Well, we were on a couple
of
times.
Bill runs that show. Bill completely hogs.
He does hog it up.
It's all about Bill.
Yeah. Facebook Live with Bill.
Yeah, and this year it'll be about Jordan and David Schmitz, David Schmidt and Craig Garman and Philly Metzger.
Why?
Because they're the new guys.
So we're out?
Yeah, what? No, you're still in. It's just going to be mostly about them. You can sit in the background. Don't say anything.
We're out. When are we going to move to our new studio?
That's up to Chuck. We got to get stuff figured out. And he's working on that. We got to get internet set back there somewhere, and we're not exactly sure how we're going to do it or where we're going to do it. Which wall?
Hey, Perry Hall says, I don't know why, but I'm still listening.
Well, I don't know why either, but now you can watch on Facebook.
Perry Hall, I love Perry Hall.
Perry Hall's awesome.
Where's he? Does anybody know where he's at?
He's kind of incognito, I think.
Is he going to the wedding this weekend?
I'm sure he is.
Perry, you going to the Greg Cog's wedding?
Gotta be.
If he didn't get invited, I'm going to feel terrible.
Whoa, Eddie. What? Are you?
Hey, we got a comment from Toby Metzger. My Facebook just crashed because you guys popped up.
I hate Toby.
And Kim Bettinger, shout out from Homans and Wendell's at Grandma Bettinger's. From from Hinder Sports Bar and Grill in Tip City.
Who's there?
Wings.
Kim Bettinger, Homans and Wendell's.
They're having some wings.
And Grandma Bettinger from Hinder Sports Grill.
Hinder's Wings.
They got good wings.
Sports Bar and Grill. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
They ain't as good as anybody else's. They're
pretty
chicken.
Pretty good.
I think they are. I saw Jose Fowler eat 50 of them one time coming back from a game.
What's that mean? I've ate 13 made rights.
Yeah. So I'm saying if they're not that good, he's not eating 50.
Jose's got issues.
Okay. I don't know what they would be, but yeah.
Definitely got a shoe issue.
Yep. He'd make a good politician.
Toby Metzger says you guys are on Facebook Live and real ugly.
Yeah. That part was unnecessary because it's obvious.
Perry Hall says, I did not get invited.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Gregor.
Oh, damn. Man.
Perry, I'm sorry.
It's bullcrap. Yeah,
way to rub it in there, Bubba.
Well, I just figured.
I may protest.
He's only got like 19 people invited.
Yeah, he can't go. He's got 12 people.
Where are you going?
Huh?
I'm big. You are. I mean, it's big for you. Is Cody in it?
Yeah.
Is he Cody best man?
I think Elijah.
That makes sense. Brother.
Yeah.
Big brother. You know what? Mm-hmm. We are 5 games done with football already.
It's incredible.
I looked at it. We're halfway done.
Cody's got 3 to go. He's about done.
How's the junior high doing?
7th grade's doing all right. 8th grade's okay. They're just ain't got enough guys.
I heard we played Colbert tough.
Yeah, and Block told me they're like undefeated. They're tremendous.
Well, good for our junior high. Yeah. Brett said the other night up here, he said, records mean nothing.
Exactly.
We're trying to get better, and evidently we are.
Evidently we're doing something right. Yeah. You're hanging with them, so.
I love our football team.
Yep.
I love them.
Good team.
Yep. I mean.
Currently we're having a little trouble with our screen for some reason, so.
Screen problems.
We break it.
Maybe.
It's like a mirror.
It's like a mirror. I do have a zit.
A big one?
Zoom in on that zit.
Well, I can't because I don't have a zoom. And like I said, we're having trouble with the video.
God dang it. That thing is huge.
It just maybe went off.
I need that.
Moments ago.
You ever use
clear on my nose?
You got a zit on your nose?
Yeah.
Looks like Rudolph. How come we when do they stop?
I don't think
so. Yeah, you have zits anymore?
Every once in a while.
You're what, 74?
82.
82.
When's the age when you stop zitting?
Sorry.
We're done?
Coughing.
You're off air, crickets.
Crickets.
I think, well, we're off the Facebook Live. I'm not sure why that happened. It just, a message came up and said, trying to reconnect. So
these guys are too ugly. We're out.
So we have to.
They make them quieter than a
Bill. Bill's talking about the generators.
Speaking, yeah.
I don't. Sometimes you're glad you can't read out loud what Bill.
Speaking of Snodgrass, get into the topic of the lack of officials. It ain't because fans giving them hell.
Ooh. What is it then? Not enough money?
It's not enough money. Who wants to do it?
Money stinks.
Well,
yeah. Money talks. We had a great crew Friday. We had Oren and Derryberry.
Yep.
Oren wasn't great.
What? Bill Crew. Who else we had? We had a great crew.
Seen Longest Yard?
Bill Crew.
Crew.
See? We're still trying to get back on Facebook Live, but it's giving me problems. I'm not sure
why. You screwed it up.
Well, Chuck, I was just sitting
Mayday. There. Mayday. Mayday. You got like a Chuck hotline?
We should have a Chuck hotline.
Well, I have his phone number. If that
we should have like a red button.
No, we need a red. We want a bat button. Phone, a Chuck phone. Chuck! And it just automatically launches him.
Yeah.
Through the, shoot, and it comes through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, that could be a problem if... Coopers needs him at the time.
Neil, hey, Kim Wendell says we just crashed.
Yep.
Crash.
Yep. We might be going back right now here, then moments.
Hey, Kim Benninger's mom says we look like the guys on TV.
Ooh, there you go.
I knew I loved Kim's mom. She's see, awesome. Now God love her. Yep, see, a compliment.
Right now, I think we're back on.
Nobody ever gives
us a compliment. We got one compliment, a lot.
Everybody makes fun.
Gross us out.
Yep.
I don't know why people gross us out. We're going to take another commercial or what?
We can't have one forever.
Break.
Okay. Well, we can if you want to.
Can we stay live on Facebook?
You can talk, but yeah, I guess you could, but I don't know.
I mean, is the picture going to stay on? I want to give them some
Yeah, we can.
Photos.
Yeah, we can. We can do the
Snapchat.
The video. We can leave the video on if you want.
We got an open mic here. Anybody wants to come up and talk to us?
Yeah, there it is.
Come on up.
Come on up.
We'll take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk. Presented by
Videos.
The Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local to take on the Flyers. The ladies are playing great, and the Flyers are always tough, so this should be another great MAC match. On Friday, it's football at Parkway. The Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. On Saturday, it's back to volleyball, as the ladies will travel to always tough Fort Loramie. Lots of sports this week. Tomorrow, volleyball at Marion Local. Friday, football at Parkway. Saturday, volleyball at Fort Loramie. Get to all these games if you can to help support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, what happens if you say, are you guys ready sometime? And we say no. We just refuse to go on.
Add some more commercial.
We've had that before. Jack usually can't hear me. So.
Jack can't hear nothing. Hey, shout out to Jack. He's home.
Jack's home.
Yeah, he had surgery.
Ooh.
Hernia.
Oh, I was thinking brain.
Get her fixed.
You ever had a hernia surgery?
No.
You ever had a surgery?
My knee.
What happened?
Tore my ACL.
You all right?
I'm good.
Can you run fast now?
I was back in 3 weeks.
You have Tommy John surgery on your knee?
Tommy John. Must be we're out of year. I was out 3 weeks.
Really?
What the hell? I don't get it.
Yeah, you ever had surgery?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
You ever been to a doctor?
Been to the doctor, yeah.
Never had a surgery?
Nope.
74 years old, never had nothing.
Yeah, it's only 69 next month, but yeah.
You just said when your birthday is. You never say it.
I'll tell you, it's in November, so it's technically not next month, but it's in November.
Spency, this is big. We're having a bash.
No, I did. I'll leave.
No, you won't. We're having it right here.
Okay.
Are we on the air the night of your birthday? Look it up.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you know.
Fort Recovery Radio will be on the air.
Will Sports Talk be on the air?
I doubt it. There's a 1 in 7 chance.
Could be a special night. Mike night.
Ooh, that'd be big, wouldn't it?
Yeah, special Mike night.
Anyway, back to the Monday night show. Them guys, they no good.
Bad.
So were you listening this past week?
I listen every week. I love it.
Yeah. You love it.
Wait a minute.
You just got to saying it's terrible.
Yeah, terrible, but you love it.
I love it.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I do like them.
Yeah, they're good. They're funny.
They're a lot better than we are.
Are they? I don't know about that.
A lot better.
They do things different, but I don't.
All four sit here?
Jordan sits back here and kind of runs the board.
He does?
Yeah.
Nice. Can me and Feed learn how to run the board?
Yes.
Are we on Facebook Live?
Yep, right now.
Smart enough.
Are we?
Yeah.
How many people are watching us?
10 now.
10 people are watching us on Facebook Live?
Well, 11.
People are waking up.
It's 11 now. There's.
If we keep going.
There's that many devices, so if Kim's sitting there with her family, there's probably 5 or 6 there.
They're in Hinders eating wings.
Yep.
Ooh. Hey, bring some celery back.
Ooh.
You can get celery at the Wayne Street Market.
Not like Hinders.
Okay.
Little blue cheese.
No, I hate blue cheese.
Ranch?
Yeah. You?
Dipper in. Love blue cheese and ranch.
No, I hate blue cheese.
Mm.
Disgusting.
Mm-mm.
You're out? You're in.
Yummy.
Mm-mm. I had, what did I have for, chicken nightclub.
You always go chicken.
Wednesday nights, I got to sign in. I won $25 2 weeks ago.
All right.
That's big. I'm only down $1,100.
That's not even.
Thanks, Matt.
You're looking good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a good investment.
It's a great investment.
Anybody ever go to Anzonia and do that anymore? Bowling Eye's got it now.
Yeah. Bowling Eye on Saturday afternoons.
Raw. Pork won this week. $50.
Pork did?
Yep. All right. What card did he draw? Or did you just get $50 if you're the one?
No, he drew...
like an ace?
Yeah, there's several of them that you get extra money, but I can't remember what it was.
No, he didn't get draw nothing, but he got $50 for getting drawn.
Good. For getting drawn.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think I signed in this week.
I haven't signed in yet.
How about the Pick'em?
Huh?
The Pick'em.
I didn't sign?
I did. Minnesota Vikings. Goodbye.
Well, you're efficient. You got it done.
Mongo might have won it. He had the Browns.
He took the Browns, I see.
Wow. New England got beat.
Yep.
We got beat, or the Vikings got beat.
Yep.
Somebody else got beat that wasn't supposed to get beat.
Yeah, there's about 3 big ones.
Yeah, there's like 4 upsets.
3 or 4 upsets. That'll wipe them out.
Yeah. I have a question here.
Yeah.
Do you know who Nicholas and Nyoka Mead are? They said hi on Facebook.
Lake Mead. They're from Las Vegas.
M-E-A-D-E. Nicholas.
Oh, no. Mead found. Maybe they own the pencils.
Hmm?
Well, I think that's only one. I don't think they have an E at the end of the pencils.
They said hi to us?
M-E-A-D.
They said hi to us? Who was it?
Nicholas and N-Y-O-K-A. I'm thinking Nyoka Mead.
Hmm. Yep. Tell them we said hi back.
Hey, how you doing?
Ask them where they're from. Tell them call in.
How you doing?
Hey, tell them call in.
Tell them
call
the number. In. If they're watching, they'll be
419-516-0702.
Or you can just text and Yeah. Tell us how you know who in the heck we are.
I should look and see if I can get updates. Bill's on Mindy roll Bob tonight.
Harrison Fee is thirsty.
Who's that?
Mindy Bup. Mindy Bup Harrison, excuse me. Mm. Fee is thirsty.
Fee is in her heart.
I am thirsty.
Can I see the crackers in my teeth?
Well,
cheese and crackers usually stick to my... I don't eat spinach.
Let me just put you on by yourself and smile real big at the camera. So. Now, ooh, smile real big so you can see the crackers in your teeth.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Think they see me or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Can we zoom it into you and your new shirt?
No, I don't have a new shirt.
You got a new shirt.
And I don't have a camera facing this way. We don't have any Zoom.
Is this the first time you've ever ran Facebook Live?
No, I do it almost every week.
Chuck does.
He hadn't been at the Vore show for
Chuck
6 weeks.
Chuck sucks. No. Chuck's down.
Okay.
Hmm? We're getting back. What's going on?
I don't understand.
He's out.
Courtney's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Courtney
birthday,
Roar.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seen that.
I think that was yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, God love her.
Seen that.
She's a good person.
She is a good person.
I think it might have been Sunday, because I was trying to say happy birthday on Facebook, and my computer would let me send it.
What do you do? Do you have any trouble going to sleep?
Going to sleep?
Yeah.
Depends on how.
I think I'm going to start taking some sleeping pills.
Take 5 beers.
That'll do it.
Be sleeping like a baby.
I can't get off my phone. I can't sleep. I just struggle.
Oh.
I got to pee every night.
Peeing kind of sucks.
I lay down and lay on my back for a little bit and think about a couple of things and then roll on my side and I'm out.
My wife said, we're rolling around messes right now.
Why's that?
That wedding coming up.
Oh, you're in trouble. Yeah.
She keep waking me up.
What?
Nervous?
Get the dog. Let him out.
Hey, good dog.
Are you kidding
me? We got to watch the dog this weekend or not?
Ooh. Might have to.
Bubba.
What?
Mindy Bup Harrison, front left tooth.
Damn. Thanks, man. God love you.
Man, all right.
People are really bored if they're watching us on Facebook Live.
Well, it's different. It's different.
We're supposed to be talking sports.
Sport talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that for a while.
We probably ought to do that pretty soon.
We did the first hour.
Yeah, we hit it hard.
Then we kind of grab bag.
Yeah.
I got my class reunion coming up.
Do you?
30 years.
You more than that.
35.
35.
I'm on a committee. We got a meeting tomorrow night.
Do you?
Yep.
Me and Digger and Matt Cheney are on our committee.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now I got to figure out how to answer. Here we go.
This is big.
I don't know who this is, but
you're
I love
on
you.
Sports Talk.
How you guys doing? This is Nicholas Mead.
Ah, awesome.
Nicholas Mead, how you doing?
Talk to
Pretty
us, Nick.
Good. So, I usually watch the Boers Report on Mondays. And
okay.
So I'm on Facebook now, and you guys popped up, so I figured I'll watch this.
Check her out. Oh, so you're a race fan.
I race with the Boers, too.
Oh, you do?
Do you?
Yes. I drive the number 9 with a dinosaur on it.
Is that like awesome?
Oh, my God. My grandsons will love you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Racing so we racing anywhere this weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm racing at the Shady Bowl Speedway. I'm doing the 300 lap enduro race.
Well, good for you. Good luck. Okay.
Vores is at Lucas Oil Raceway. Vores is at Lucas Oil Raceway with a big deal.
They are.
This weekend.
Hey, let me ask you this, sir. Yep.
Yes.
What about, we just lost the Hognut this week, and we lost, we've had a lot of drivers in the small racers, the modifieds and the outlaws. Is it a safety concern or what's going on? Because we're too many young people are losing their lives racing.
I see a lot of different ways that people do like cages, and I don't like the way they do, but they do them like the way they weld them or if they bolt them to the bodies. That's just not safe at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at my car and the way my buddy Les Rhodes builds them, he makes sure there's absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, the welds are perfect and there's extra bars. I mean, sometimes it's like, why do you have that bar? Well, you just never know.
Yeah.
Do you use safety harnesses? Nicholas, do you use the safety harnesses and that type of thing that keep your head from...
Hello?
From
can you hear us yet?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
The question was, can you hear? Do you guys have a safety harness? Do you have the Hans device?
Yes, we do. That's mandatory.
That is mandatory. So on something like Hog Nuts the other night, is that just his cage collapsing over him, or what's going on? Because I know he caught fire, like. Right?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's just horrible. Horrible.
Bad.
That's right. So you got a big endurance race this weekend?
Yes, I do.
Well, good luck at the Shady Bowl. Shady Bowl's where? Xenia?
No, that's in DeGraff, Ohio.
Okay. DeGraff. All right.
Yep.
What's down to Xenia?
That's Kilcare.
God.
Oh, yeah. Kilcare race.
Hey, we don't know nothing about racing, but we're acting like it.
Yeah.
We don't know all that.
Stuff, huh?
That's exactly right. Well, thanks for calling in, partner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we give him a... We got a pen or anything we can send him?
No.
We need Four Recovery Radio pens or hats.
We do.
Okay.
We're going to get you one, partner.
Well, how about a Vohr's welding hat?
All right,
see it right beside.
All right,
there's Vohr's welding hats showing up on the camera right beside Fee.
What is there?
Vohr's racing hats.
Vohr's racing hats.
Showing up there.
There you go.
Yep. We had a caller.
We had a caller.
Yeah.
Our show's just exploding right now because we went on Facebook Live.
We got to start doing a racing show.
We do.
You know anything about racing?
Nope.
We don't know nothing about sports. No. We do that. Hey, we need. Could this be our sponsor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hand sanitizer.
Lucky hand sanitizer. Yep. See it?
About that cup pharmacy.
How much?
Lucky.
$1.
Hey, Lucky.
It was $1.
Who used to say, hey, Lucky?
Who was it?
Mr. Snyder, when you walk into the hardware store. How you doing, Lucky?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
What, Mr. Which one?
Leo.
Nah, see, I can't remember. I know Roy Emerald said, hey, big guy.
Good luckin'. He always gave you a good luckin', dude. How you doing, good luckin'?
Hey, big guy.
Big guy, that's Roy.
Hey, big guy.
Roy's big guy.
Hey, big guy.
Hey, big guy.
What other impression you got? You Rich Little. The guy is Rich Little.
Rich Little.
Huh?
Nobody knows who Rich Little is but me and you.
Spencey.
I know who Rich Little is.
You and Spencey.
Yeah. He's funny. He was really good.
He was great.
He was really
good. All right. So this week we got volleyball tomorrow night at Marion.
At Marion.
Going to be a toughie.
That'll be a toughie.
First of all, gym sucks. We don't say that. We ain't allowed to say it, are we?
We're done. We're out again.
What's wrong with their gym? There's nothing wrong with their gym.
Sucks.
Why?
Dump. Can we say that or not?
No, it's not.
Okay. We never win there.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. That's a whole different deal.
That might be why. That might be why we don't like it.
That's an entirely different deal.
Might be why we don't like it.
We never win over there.
We don't win over there, Elvis.
And
Patch has never won there.
Nope.
Patch, you ever won at Marion? He's listening.
Yeah.
Did we win?
Greg, remember when they hack a Shaq, Greg, and he made 47 free throws?
They did hack a Shaq, and they hacked him hard.
And they hacked the crap out of him. That's right.
We did get him.
Yeah, we beat him.
Remember when, who took it out of bounds and threw it 20 rows up, and we had a chance to win the game? Was that Sean Benn, or who was that?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
We had the ball. We were down one with like 4 seconds ago. He took it out and threw it, like hit the walls.
Don't remember that.
It was a killer loss.
Bill Stogler joined our Facebook Live.
Oh, that's great. He'll have some nice comments.
Ross Overman joined our
Ross Overman, line. The drummer?
Yeah, and the former linebacker.
Ross Overman's a stud.
He was a stud.
Yeah, I remember.
They used to shoot him out of a cannon. He was like, he'd be on the line, all of a sudden there'd be some blazing, and boom, he'd just kill
pound for pound.
Oh, yeah.
He was unbelievable.
Toughest SOB in Fort Jefferson.
Yeah, I remember a game at Marion, I believe his senior year, where he was standing there, I was talking to somebody from Marion, and some guy said, do you have freshman playing? I said, he's a senior. He said, he's not very tall. I said, just watch him. And about three plays later, he almost sacked the quarterback at about the 35-yard line, and the quarterback got the pass off. The guy ran across from one side to the other. Ross tackled him at the 5-yard line. He almost sacked the quarterback. On the same plate,
back, got to get
tackled.
It.
Yeah. Tackled the receiver.
I want video proof of that.
Well, there probably is if they kept.
Probably
those
is.
Things.
That's right.
Because I'm just saying, they're
Ross was good.
One of the funniest. Ross Overman's brother Cody was married to Ashley.
Yep.
And we had a thing out at the campground one time with the McGee's,
mm-hmm.
and Cody Overman says, Are we really going out to McUnion?
I love it.
I'll never forget. I laughed for 2 days. Gotta go to the McUnion.
So is Rob Rutledge there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, I'd say that would have been a good one.
Yeah, the McUnion, he said.
The McUnion.
That's probably, that would probably been after Uncle Bill passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately. Absolutely.
I'll tell you that. I don't care who you are, if you can't have fun with Uncle Bill around.
Uncle Bill was a lunatic.
Threw the hardest bowling ball ever.
Yeah.
Nobody ever threw a ball harder.
Yeah. And he threw a backup ball.
I guarantee you, Joe Brew Michaels cringed every time he came out.
Yeah. He lofted it, too.
Oh, just shoot it down there.
You going to say something to him?
No.
I don't know either. Dude, you got text? Who's it from?
I don't know.
People's coming aboard.
Bill,
this ought to be good.
Oh, boy.
See, it's going to be x-rated.
Yeah, make sure you proofread it first.
All right.
Is Kelsey having a mass or just a wedding ceremony?
Bill, getting deep on us.
I don't know, Bill.
Bill wants to go to church.
Yeah, we're having church. We're going to church, bud.
He ain't going.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Does he even know where it's at?
He might. He been there in a while.
I haven't seen Bill.
Father Matt's been asking about it.
Yeah, Bill had Father Matt on a couple times, and then Bill just said, I ain't going to church anymore.
Yeah, he just won't go.
Maybe that was all he needed, just to talk to him a little bit.
Fixed him.
Maybe cleared him up.
Got him fixed. He's completely fixed.
You ain't going to fix him.
Believe you're right.
Yeah.
Try. Probably a good idea.
What's the sign say? Cray about everything, worry about nothing.
That's pray. That's a P.
That is not a P.
Well, okay. Yeah, I didn't do it. It's been up there. And
what is it?
Pray about everything, worry about nothing.
It's not a P.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's kind of a pretty P.
Yeah,
did calligraphy thing. Did the ex owner of this place do that?
The ex
Amy?
Yeah, not owner, but renter, yeah.
Owner?
Yeah, this was her lobby here, so.
Hey, Bill Kanapke. Shout out to Bill.
Bill doing.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's just a good guy and he's having some stuff done, but everything's good. He's good to go, but I'm a fan of Bill Kanapke. So
Bill, good guy.
Yep, absolutely. We got anything else?
I don't know. I don't think.
We got 14 people watching. You want to do a dance or
anything? How's the car sales?
Car sales. I bought some.
All right.
You're loaded down there now. Yeah, we got to move some stuff. Let's go.
We got to get her going again.
What's our best thing we got down there?
Oh, we got all kinds of good stuff.
Do we?
Yeah. We got SUVs wide open.
Do we really?
We got a new van.
Got golf carts?
I know. I should buy some, though.
You can
miss the boat there.
You're missing the boat.
Might be missing, but we might get rid of all the cars and put 14 golf carts out there.
I've told several
409-852-9201 if you'd buy a golf cart off Hastings Auto.
Yes. Yep,
I've told several people they need to put in a golf cart.
Neil, you need a golf cart.
What for?
You live three blocks. Wouldn't it be nice just getting a golf cart drive up here?
I guess. I like air conditioning.
I'm sure you're fitting air. Air's blowing when you're driving.
Come on, Spencey. Get a Fort Recovery Radio golf cart. And you get a Fort Recovery Radio license plate.
Yeah.
I already have one.
But you can have one say golf cart. Fort Recovery Radio golf cart
license plate. Baby.
Okay.
You in or out on that?
Okay. So I do have better things to spend money on.
Donuts. Ooh, that'd be big.
Yep. Somewhere we're going to find us a deep fryer and we'll have donuts.
How come you couldn't put one right here?
Because I don't have an exhaust fan.
A hole in the wall.
No, that's not. That's
going right straight out to the street.
Hole in the wall.
Lowry Road.
Going right straight out
to the street. You know what Fort Kevin needs?
What we need?
The bake shop. Like Sanders got.
The bake shop.
We need a place where you can get a donut and sit down and have breakfast.
Hmm?
Wayne Street Market.
They've
got tables.
That's not legit. They don't make donuts there.
You want them to make them there?
A bakery, a bake shop.
Well, they get them directly from the bake shop overnight.
We want fresh.
Nope. No, they don't.
Not like B&E's. Spencer's. Spencer's Drive-In.
We need Spencer's Drive-In back.
That was big. Give me a dozen, Neil.
Neil.
Every week.
Save the town.
Every day.
What? It'd be saving the town.
But doing what?
Starting B&E's back up.
Well, I don't think I ever
he was
owned B&E's.
Oh, Spencer's.
He's Spencer's Drive-In.
Well, where are we going to put it?
Are you stupid? Fee's got a lot there.
Well, yeah. Put her back up.
So where's the parking lot going to be if we put the building there?
It is going to be a
reunion's back.
Guess we just redid the town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do, and we got to get rid of the Indian. That was in the paper.
Yeah.
What we got to do?
No more Indian.
What do you mean no?
Front page of Dayton paper. Yeah, they're getting rid of the Indians. And no. That's what they say.
No.
They lobbied the Ohio high school.
Balfour Camp's got Indian forever.
Huh?
She's got a tattoo, Indian forever.
She does, doesn't she?
Oh, come on.
We're gonna not be, if we're not Fort Recovery Indians, what are we?
I don't know.
Huh? Cannonballs?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fort Recovery Cannonballs.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
It's gotta be catchy. We need it catchy.
Well, could be like an animal named turkeys. There's a lot of turkeys and chickens.
No, we don't mean turkeys.
The Fort Recovery poultry. Turkey.
No, we gotta be something that eye catching. If you come up with something, we'll give you $100.
Something really good.
Name our. We're gonna have, not allowed to be it. We got to name it. We got to have a contest.
Yeah.
FR radio contest. Name the new team.
Yeah. We're not the Indians anymore. We ain't allowed to be.
We can't be the Indians. What are we going to be?
So I say we do like
cannonballs.
Team out northeast. Machetes. Ohio. Ooh, machetes. What's that got to do with anything?
Didn't we have machetes to kill Indians?
No. Machetes were.
No.
They're bayonets.
Muskets.
Muskets and bayonets.
Muskies.
Fort Carry Muskies.
We'd be the Whippets, like the Shelby Whippets. We could be the Whippets.
No, we don't be the Whippets. We'll be our original. Brick Streets.
The Fort Recovery Brick Streets.
Bricks. Just bricks.
Fort Carry Bricks. That ain't bad. Okay. The bricks. I kind of like that.
Yeah, kind of a dumb lump of clay.
Yep.
FR Bricks coming at you.
So far, you're leading, Neil.
Jeez. Hurry, somebody, get something decent.
Fort Recovery Bricks.
Fort Recovery Bricks.
That'll fly.
My word.
No, bricks don't fly.
We have a great mascot.
We'll have a great mascot. Just go knocking people over.
Just plowing people over.
Just need a red square outfit.
Shooting out a cannon. Brick. Here come the bricks.
So we're settled.
I win $100?
Yeah, from Fucker Radio.
All right.
Pay yourself.
Yep. I like that.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, it is bad. That's really dumb.
No idea stupid.
Well, that one was.
Recovery Rockets.
Yep.
Except we Anna. Rockets. We got Anna.
Yeah, we got that.
We're still looking for
a great monument.
Yep. Monuments.
Where the monuments?
Big rocks. Big tall rock.
Big huge rock.
You guys are stupid.
Yeah. Can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
It's almost 10 o'clock. We got issues on this radio show.
We do.
Yeah.
Nobody listens. Nobody cares.
Well,
like if we start cussing right now, you think we
let's not do that.
When's our cussing time?
When the microphones are off.
Being on probation is no fun.
We're not on probation.
We're not?
No.
We're back?
No, there's no probation. Oh, this is last chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last chance.
You mean we screw this up, we're off the air?
Last chance.
Well, we're not off the air. We are no longer welcome in the Mac.
What if we get thrown out of the Mac?
We'll start.
What do you mean we? You mean the Fort Recovery?
If we ain't the Indians, they may throw us out.
You mean the school?
Yeah.
Team. Yeah, okay.
So say Harry and I, can they be the Redskins?
I wouldn't think.
They got to go, team.
Oh, what's worse, the Fort Recovery Indians or the Red, Redskins?
The Redskins are really on the radar for them. They don't want any of that. That's kind of a derogatory term.
Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yep.
Skins.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're the Indians.
We're the Indians.
Yeah.
What about the Patriots? Can you be the Patriots?
Yep. But, you know, Patriots usually are talking about the Revolutionary War, and that was before even the first battle.
Bicentennial Bees.
Now we're talking.
We're always doing bicentennial.
Fort Carey Bicentennials.
Quasquicentennial, I think we ought to be.
What's our next one?
Super
deuce and a half.
250 years, our next one.
Yeah.
How many years is that?
Well, it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, so 22 or 3 years.
So I will be 75.
You will be.
See you later.
Yeah, sorry. We're done.
I'll be 98. I don't know if that's right or not, but.
No, 22 years, you're 60, you'll be 91.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be around.
Yeah, because I'm going to be around until I'm 95.
You got 95? You know, is that your goal?
Yep. Not my goal. That's just what's going to happen.
That's what you got.
Not my goal.
You got her pegged?
Yep.
95.
We need a nursing home.
Well.
I do not want to go to St. Henry.
Each county is allowed to have
X no, number. That is wrong.
No, that's not wrong. That's the law.
Bull poopy.
You have a law of how many people can live in.
Yes. How many rooms you can have per population per county. Yep. It's ridiculous. Nah. It's ridiculous. No. Well, that's wrong. That's not. It's. Not,
you're telling me.
Yeah.
That if I want to build a nursing home, I can't do it.
Nope.
I'll sue.
Okay.
I'm in.
You in or out?
I'm in.
See, we don't want to live in St. Henry.
Nah.
What about Briarwood then?
That's in St. Henry.
Briarwood is cold water.
That's worse.
I don't want to live there either. I want to live in Fort Recovery.
Portland.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
They've got a real nice one over there.
I'm not saying they ain't nice.
We want our own.
Yep. I understand completely.
I say we just get a frat house.
See, when they
like animal house.
Yep.
90-year-old animal
house. One of the reason I heard about this was 10 years ago or whatever, one of the nursing homes bought another nursing home. So they could reduce the number of rooms in one and bring it to the other facility.
Is that on Facebook Live?
Yeah, your was, yeah.
Good.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
Yep. To me, that doesn't sound good, but, and I don't know why it
Parkway
is.
Parkway has two of them.
Yes, they do.
Well, they're hogging.
They're hoggers.
It may not be per county, but it's per area. It might be a 2 or 3 county area. I don't know exactly what it is.
You got to find this out because I want to build one.
Well, you can find out as easily as I can.
We got to stay in Fort Gary.
I'm staying.
Okay.
I don't care what you say. I'll live in that thing we spent $100,000 on nobody ever goes in.
People go in that all the time. Visitor center?
Nobody goes in the visitor center.
No welcome center.
Lots of people go in there.
No.
Semis park there all the time and go in there.
That's because they're using the restroom.
Yeah. And lots of other people go in there. I a lot of times I'll just stroll in there and I'll be looking around.
Whoa, was that?
And somebody will come in and they'll be looking around at all the neat stuff. Anything you're allowed to say?
My wife.
Oh.
Said, get on, boys. Come on home.
Come on home, lover.
I doubt that. I
doubt that.
All right. So before the next show, we're going to have a new nursing home.
Yes. Donuts.
We got to get some ground.
We have donuts at the nursing home.
Yeah, we can do that. They'll have a.
We need ground.
We need ground.
Okay. How about Hastings? Can we drop it?
You can do that out at the Cleofa Bend farm that's up for sealed bids.
Perfect.
No, I don't. I want to be in town.
I'll be in town.
They can incorporate it and you'll be right in town.
I want to be in town.
That'll be right in town.
Wendell's Poultry's got a place there.
Yeah.
Yep. Field behind Wendell's Poultry.
Or you could do where they're tearing the church down tomorrow. Put it in there.
Ain't enough seats. Ain't enough views.
I mean, views. I'm not sure what you're saying.
You got to have views. I want to sit in my, when I'm dead.
Yeah.
When I'm history. Mm-hmm. I'm poop my pants.
We'll just put pictures.
Got my diaper on.
You have no idea where you're at.
I want to be able to look out the window and see Fort Recovery.
We'll just put different pictures.
So
just slide them up.
Slide them in there. You'll think
we'll just put you.
Hey, you went to Kentucky.
Above the Sunshine Boutique.
Whatever. I'm in.
Yep.
There we go.
I ain't happy about it.
Okay.
I guarantee you, if you tell people Fort Recovery that they got to go to St. Henry, they're going to say, no, we'll come to Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of them that are in Fort Recovery, or a lot of them in St. Henry, a lot of them in Coldwater, a lot of them in Salina.
We need somebody to take the ball and run with this.
Mm-hmm. Bob Freemeyer's over at Portland. Real nice
Bill
place.
Stogler.
Bill.
Yep.
Take over.
Come on, brother. We need you, man.
Yep. Build us a nursing home.
Nursing home and / campground.
He's got that clear in a whole. He's got it in a whole other county. We can't do it.
No, he can start something there.
He might start not something there. That won't be Fort Ricardo.
No, we can start a campground slash nursing home.
There you go. Hide it.
Here?
About
yep. Oh, okay. Where?
Ambassador Park. We got way too much ground down there.
There you go.
Okay.
Now we're going somewhere.
Number 9? Yeah. We'll just say we're going to a campground.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with old people in a flood?
They got that all fixed. We got the retention ponds now.
Where
okay.
You
okay.
Just build high walls.
Life rafts just in case.
Yeah. Floating mattresses.
We got too much ground in Ambassador Park going to waste.
Okay.
Golf course.
Nah, just make it nicer.
Okay.
Okay, well, you pull into Ambassador Park. Okay.
From which way?
119.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
To the right of the lane.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's develop that.
Into what?
Park. Plant trees.
Let's go.
Put in a big P walking trail.
Sure, I got that. No, I'm just saying that's an area there that's nice.
Yeah, and we already have a very nice area at the other park.
You can't get too many nice areas.
Okay.
Nice areas are good.
Yep.
We don't need all that ground in Bastard Park. We don't fill it up anymore.
Nope.
Well, I think we filled it up this year for the tractor pull.
No.
It was full of campers.
It's only because everybody's got big campers.
Okay, so they fill it up.
I hope that wasn't on Facebook Live. That's
Facebook Live fart.
Hey, you in or out on this, Neil?
I don't know what you want to do at Ambassador Park that would be useful. I'm not seeing it.
Nursing home.
Well, moments ago you were doing a park, so.
But I want to build a nursing home there.
Okay. Okay.
Let's get her done. People in Fort Calvary, let's go.
I like it.
Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns.
Cindy Johnson, retirement center isn't the same as a nursing home, which is true. I'm not sure when that comment came in, but...
Nice, Cindy.
A retirement center is not the same as a nursing home.
That's correct.
That's definitely true. They were trying to do.
Who?
With all the...
So we can have a retirement center.
Yes.
Okay, then that's all we need.
That's what we need.
So you're talking about a retirement center to me is like the Mercer County Council on Aging. It's a building you go to during the day for a little bit of stuff.
No, I want to sleep here.
Okay. That would be a independent living, assisted living.
Okay, then that's what we want.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. That's what the real nice place over at Portland is, Crown Point.
See, we already got things going now.
It's rolling.
Bob Freemeyer
lives. Ball's rolling.
Bob Freemeyer should be in Fort Recovery.
I agree.
Yep. Sure could.
Do you agree with that?
I'm with you, 100%.
So
he is Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to get Bob Freemeyer back to Fort Recovery.
Okay.
So we got to get him placed again.
Yeah, we got to build him something. Build it, they'll fill it.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
Okay. Who said that, Mrs. Johnson?
Cindy Johnson.
Help me out with that one.
Cindy Johnson says bingo.
Bingo.
I love Cindy Johnson.
Cindy. I love her.
Cindy's on our team.
Yep.
She'll be one of them on the board.
Yep.
Okay.
She's on the board.
Yep. We got her on the board.
Somebody to start.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know about retirement center, assisted living type of thing, what the state laws are on that. Or
laws are meant to be broken.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
We're good.
Yep.
This is big.
Yep.
Someday, they're going to build the retirement center here. And they're going to say,
you're
gonna
be in it.
You remember the guys on Sports Talk, that big fat guy and the other guy with a pretty smile. And you do have a lovely smile.
A lovely smile.
He's got a great smile.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And you do got a new shirt.
You got a beautiful shirt.
Yes, I do,
shirt.
But this isn't it.
Neil, it's the back. People of Fort Recovery.
In fact, I got two new shirts.
Too pretty.
And they're in the wash so I can wash them before I wear them.
You don't wash a shirt when it's brand new.
Always. Because there's chemical preservatives to preserve the cloth. And I don't. They make me itch. So itchy. I wash them. And
I will give you
itch. It's
itchy.
All gone.
That's Big P. That's Big P always do.
Yeah.
You don't wash your shirts brand new. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
No, it's not. That's the smartest thing.
Okay, here's what I'll tell you. I bet there ain't 2% of the people in the world.
I don't care. They can do whatever they want to with their shirts.
They don't put a chemical on a new shirt.
They absolutely do on new fabric. because sometimes those shirts will sit in the warehouse for years before they go to the...
Cindy Johnson, help me out with this one. Tell me Neil's an idiot. If she answers this.
Mindy Bupp asks if they found the bike and the lady that took it. We talked about that earlier. We're not sure.
We think the suspect is from Union City.
Oh.
We're on it.
Yeah, that's what that's all I can really...
Hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I can let that out of the bag. We're going to get him.
And Courtney says, let's see his new shirt. It's
Courtney Roar?
Yeah, it's in
Happy birthday.
It's in my laundry basket.
To Courtney Roar.
Happy birthday.
Two new ones in the laundry basket. Well, they're new to me. I bought them at the secondhand store.
Chuck had to leave work the other day because of...
house was on fire?
No. It was time to...
Courtney was on fire?
Yes.
There we go.
Hey. It was showtime. We got to have a little Chuck.
Yeah, a little Chuck.
Huh?
I like it.
Neil.
Oh, here's one. A little Chuck? Lisa Bupp Moeller.
What'd she say?
I always put new clothes in the dryer before they wear them, worrying about bed bugs. And that's a legitimate thing.
Bed bugs.
There's a lot of bed bugs going on.
I gotta get the big crazy on now.
Sideways pee again.
There's no bed bugs in Mercer County.
Well, I can promise you there are.
Not in full recovery.
I didn't say that.
No, we're bed bug free.
But Lisa Bupp Moeller lives over
there. Bed bugs cannot cross the river.
You know St. Henry's crawling with bed bugs.
Hey.
Can't get across the wall.
Can't cross the river.
That's right.
Okay.
No bed bugs in Fort Carver.
Nope.
Okay, so she throws it in the dryer just to get the wrinkles out.
Well, she says worrying about bed bugs, and that's because the heat is what kills the bed bugs.
Lisa Bupp is drunk.
I don't think so.
Lisa Mueller's hammered right now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's...
Come on.
But I always wash the chemical preservatives out of my clothes.
Pete don't even wash his hands after he gets done wrenching before he eats.
Nope.
Well, he likes grease.
I'm greasy.
There's chemicals in grease.
Yep, he's allowed to do that. But
good for
most,
you.
A lot of times, if I happen to not do that, I get sick. I get itchy.
Itchy.
Chemicals, all kinds of things bug me.
How's this?
Vicky Banter says, "Hey, cousin,
I love Vicky.
Wash your new clothes before you wear them."
Aunt Vicky, cousin Vicky, wrong.
Wrong, who?
Lisa Bupp Moeller says she wishes she was drunk.
Her son had a motorcycle wreck.
Ooh. Was it a motorcycle? I thought it was a car, but I didn't read it for sure.
Screwed his foot up.
Yeah,
he's going to be all right, but I think he's laid up.
Bones, yeah, let's say.
That's not good.
Good luck to you, Lisa. Tell him we're thinking about it.
Get him fixed.
Justin, I believe.
Justin, that's right.
Yep. Sure, that's right.
Aunt, her cousin Vic says she always washes them.
She's a washer.
She didn't say she does. She's telling you to, but I'm sure that implies that she does.
Okay, but my shirts are 4XLs.
Yep. So go to the laundromat and get the jumbo washer.
How about a laundromat? We need one of those or not?
Laundromat?
I don't think so. I think almost everybody has washers now.
We buy washers.
Yeah.
You go to Portland to wash your towels.
Rags.
Greasy rags.
Greasy rags.
You can't take them over there.
Portland be wavy. Yeah, wash them.
Is that at the laundromat?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
No, McDonald's. Where the hell is
your... Well, I didn't know if there's some body over there that had a washer that worked.
A body?
Some person over there. Oh. Some business.
Why don't you have who does your lawn uniforms?
These are just towels that you do the washing the cars, wax the cars.
Oh, they're not your grease towels.
Not the greasies, no. Yeah. Greasies go. They go to Cintas.
So why don't you do them at your house? Washer at home?
Because
some of the chemicals.
Beats the hell out of our washer.
Yeah, see
they got big heavy duties over there.
Yeah, and the laundromats generally have some sort of...
We didn't get any crackers or chip filter. We didn't get anything.
Okay, I'll go get you some crackers.
No, I mean peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm just saying we can get any.
Okay. So I usually put a bowl of them out. You eat two, and I take the rest of the bowl.
Chex mix.
Monday night, create them all.
Nah, we're all right. Fine. Monday night crew eats all the food.
They eat all the food. We ain't no food.
Monday night crew, they don't eat any of it.
Why?
They're all
healthy. I don't know.
They're healthy.
Oh, he seems old.
Jeez. It's because you didn't eat him last week.
I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's right.
I had focus meetings. I got out quarter after eight.
Quarter after eight.
I mean, quarter after nine.
Quarter after eight. You were across the street.
Quarter after nine.
Brother Jack says never was new clothes. I think he left the H off. Wash new clothes. Jack, no, he put in later wash. So
Jack never washes them?
Yep.
So, nope. So far it's 3-1.
I'm going
to
say Jack never washes any clothes. I'm going to say Marcia does that.
Jack, how you feeling? Jack had major surgery.
Jack, yep. You all right?
Touch and go.
We're nervous. We're worried about you.
What's a hernia? Muscle?
It's usually a tear in the muscle.
Muscle tear?
Really?
Yep, from strain
of some
sort.
Don't you? Just get a little blob.
Sometimes it's a little blob, sometimes a big blob.
Big blob?
I never had one. I might have one. Don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah. You might.
Might not.
That's true.
You ever had one?
Maybe.
Hernia? No.
Yeah, you ever had one?
Maybe.
Well, I thought you said you never had surgery.
I haven't. So maybe I have a hernia now.
Ooh.
Maybe I don't.
Ooh. And your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having a party.
Yeah.
Well, have fun.
Hmm?
November.
November what?
13th.
That'll work.
That's in.
Today. Hey, happy birthday.
Is it November 13th?
It might be. That's as good a guess as any.
Why won't you tell
November
us?
November 13th is a Tuesday. Let's make it the 14th.
That's better than 14th.
Because that's a Wednesday.
That's perfect.
Hey, why don't you tell us?
Because I don't like birthday parties, and I don't think there should be any big deal about it. I don't mind with everybody else having birthday parties.
I can't
I don't
catch
want
a birthday party.
I don't like them. I don't.
We
like
didn't even have a birthday party for his 50th.
50, nothing.
I got not one thing. I had the biggest bash ever.
Yeah, huge.
There's bash. 1,000 people there. Yeah.
Huge bash.
Nobody. I mean, it's can't.
Me, well, enough. Mostly it's because they didn't think he'd make it that far. Because you live a very dangerous lifestyle with all your drinking and drug use.
I have yes. Went over the deep end.
Crazy ass.
Are we still on here?
Well, we're still on the Facebook Live.
We are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we're still on the radio, too.
Zoom in here.
We're wide up.
I can't zoom.
Which one am I?
The one that's pointing at you?
Who has prettier eyes, me or Harold?
Okay, let me get this one. Let me get
who has the prettiest eyes?
Okay, we've got Bubba on now.
Because I had a stripper tell me once I had beautiful eyes.
Well, they'll lie to anybody.
How much did you give her?
Huh?
How much did you give
$12,000.
I have bluish, greenish eyes. My wife says they're blue. I say they're green.
Okay. Ooh. So we've looked at Bubba's.
You're like a husky.
Here's Fee's eyes.
I am a
Fee. Fee, open your eyes. Open your eyes. We're trying to see your beautiful eyes.
Hey, yes. See, you got pretty eyes. You got blue eyes.
Pretty blue eyes. Frank Sinatra.
Are you blue eyes?
Yeah, blue eyes.
My baby's got blue eyes. Who sings that?
Sounds like Elton John. But.
No.
And I say, blue eyes holding back the tears. It is blue. Ain't Elton John?
Mindy Bupp, that's my birthday. I'm not sure which, the 13th or 14th. Mindy that's Mindy Bupp Harrison's birthday.
Hey, Mindy Bupp.
Happy birthday. In 2 weeks.
And Courtney Roar reminds me that having birthdays beats the alternative.
Ooh, that's deep.
There you go, Courtney.
Good job, Court.
That's my daughter.
That's good thinking.
Blue eyes, baby's got. Now, who sang Sad Eyes?
That's Robert John.
That is right.
Yep. I was thinking Tommy John.
I think Blue Eyes is Elton John.
Blue eyes, my baby's got. Sad eyes, turn the other way. I don't want to see you cry. That's Robert Johns. Very
that's
good.
That's Robert Johns.
How is it over? Ain't that how it goes?
Yes.
Jack knows Robert Johns. Jack always liked that lovey-dovey stuff.
Yes.
He's cool.
Yeah. Red.
Oh, yeah. Jack found his diary underneath the tree.
I found.
Yeah, it is Elton John with blue eyes.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
Elton John is back on tour next year.
Yep.
Going to be in Indianapolis.
Is he really?
Yeah. Now, I would see Elton John.
I had throwaway tickets to Elton John and Billy Joel.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Why would you do that?
Mick McClurg's bachelor party.
Hey, you went and seen Kid Rock. Tell us about it.
I did. Kid Rock was good.
Why, cuss him?
Yeah, he cusses a lot. He likes to say the F word.
He's going
to
be at the country concert.
He will rock the country concert.
Yeah.
That'll be a crazy madhouse. He's
we ought to have energy. Him before recovery.
He'd prank him over.
We have a great, great amphitheater. How about the new sign?
Yep. Nice. Yep. I've seen that.
I like it.
I like it, too.
For recovery.
Why we need two of them? I said, I don't know.
Why is there two of them?
Got another one up there.
Well, they're going to take the old one down.
That's what I figured. I said, well, I'm sure they're going to take that one down.
I like that.
Looks good.
Good job, amphitheater.
Looks good.
Hine Amphitheater.
Yep.
In Van Trees Park.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Van Trees Park and the Hine Amphitheater.
With a Frankie Walkway.
Yep, Frankie Walkway next to it. Yep.
What are we going to do to leave a legend, leave a legacy?
Nothing.
We're out?
We're done.
The Sports Talk Archives.
How about, can you zoom into your corn?
I can't zoom in on anything.
Looks good.
I don't think we can even get it on a camera. Let me.
Hey, pilgrims. Fort Recovery.
Pilgrim.
What do you call that? Corn maze.
Fort Recovery corn maze.
Mm-hmm. The corn mazers.
What do you call that stuff over there?
There's gourds. There's.
Where the gourds?
Where the gourds?
Okay. Fort Recovery gourds.
Pumpkins. Indian corn. M-A-I-Z-E maze.
Can we be Indian corn?
Yeah. No, can't be Indian corn. That's derogatory.
Still
it
is.
We can be colored fall corn.
We can't be colored.
No, they were done there.
That
ain't gonna work.
What's that thing right there, the green thing?
Well, let me look up, stand up and see what you're pointing at.
It looks kind of rotten.
That's a gourd.
Gourd.
What's to the left of the pumpkin?
There's a, well, I'm not, are you looking at the little white thing?
Yeah.
Because that's also like a gourd pumpkin sort of thing.
So is that your fall decoratives?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That is nice.
Hey, I feel festive.
It is nice.
It's festive.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, when's the...
Or Festus.
When's the...
Festus. Festus.
When's the... Trader Days? Is that this weekend?
Nope, my wife, my daughter's wedding weekend.
Oh, next weekend. We going?
We might run out.
We should do a live remote at like midnight.
Okay.
That would be a class.
Do you have any idea how many people we'd watch on Facebook Live?
It would be a million.
Fort Recovery Radio live Thursday, Friday night, midnight to 2.
Yeah, midnight to
2. Neil, you in or out? Wear that shirt.
There's the shirt.
They're seeing a shirt now.
And now they're seeing it. Everybody knows it's the name.
Right now, you're getting all these compliments on Facebook.
I got a message that you needed a beer.
Hey.
Need water or anything?
No, you look good.
Those look good.
I always look good.
No.
I have all these nice shirts.
Mm-hmm. It's quarter after 10.
It's crazy.
Your wife's going to be worried about you.
No, she's watching Big Brother.
Big Brother? Really? I DVR it.
She's fired up.
How about Young and Restless? She been watching that?
Yeah, big.
It's great right now.
It's getting good.
Jack came up with an idea.
Okay.
Jack.
Come on, Jack.
The Fee and Bubba parking lot at the Hine Amphitheater at Van Trees Park.
There we go. Jack, you're always
there. I love
that's
Jack.
That's your legacy.
That's our legacy.
The Fee and Bubba parking lot at Hine Amphitheater at Van Trees Park.
Come drive your truck on us.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Parking lot.
Wonder how much that costs us.
I don't know.
There's only 8 spots there.
Well, you can start tearing down houses and
yeah. No, that Record House is nice.
Yeah,
we can't tear that.
Either that's in the way.
It's a good one
for your parking garage. Put a parking garage in there.
I don't want a parking garage. I want a nursing home, retirement center.
Okay, the Bubba and Fee
retirement
nursing center.
There we go.
Or retirement.
Hey, center. They're opening up the Sandra Wing soon.
Yep.
I think that's close.
I think that's this week.
My sister Mindy said they got like reservations for like 1,200 people to go through.
You had 20 people watching.
Hey.
21.
They got like 1,200 people from 2 to 4 to go through that thing. I don't really want to go through it.
I don't either. I figure I'll probably see it soon enough.
Wait a minute. I got somebody on here.
What you got?
Come on out. We will be waiting for you.
That's probably the Trader Days. What else were we talking about?
Big classic.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm pretty sure they were talking about that with when you were talking about doing something live.
Might be.
I have no idea.
It's probably Donnie Work.
Hmm?
Donnie Work.
Probably is.
No, it wasn't Donnie Work came. I don't know who it was. Donnie?
Hmm.
We're going Trader Day's midnight and you enter out.
Yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine.
That'd be a classic.
Neil, it'd be the highest rated Facebook Live, Trader Day's, 11 o'clock, Thursday and Friday night.
Well, that might be a good idea. Thursday and Friday. Oh, we'd have to be, you mean after the football game?
Yeah, and Thursday after volleyball.
Thursday be big.
Yep. What about Saturday afternoon?
No, they ain't drunk enough.
Okay.
Yes, I want to probably get an aftershot.
You can definitely buy guns and knives there.
You'll see a lot of
I'm not sure.
I'll drink some. I want to get hammered on the moonshine.
Moonshine's coming.
Mindy Buff Harrison says, Bubba Nursing Home.
Hey.
I think that's a good name for it.
That thing is a money-making.
Oh,
it is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yep.
And then people out there, like what's that group that runs that?
Sportsman's Club.
Yeah. Awesome. They just donate money wide open. Love them.
They make a lot awesome. And they love to give it away.
I know. It's the greatest thing ever.
Those are really good people out there.
It's hard to believe. You just run some dogs through the water and there's 8 million.
We should take your dog through there because he swims.
My dog beat all them dogs.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
He'd go under.
Cody's dog would. Cody's dog bet your dog made tongue bleed.
Yeah, Cody's dog beat the hell out of my dog.
Bet your dog's tongue?
Yeah, my dog's twice as big as his, too.
That little bastard he's a mean little dude.
He's got some sharp teeth.
Whoops, I just said something bad.
Well,
it's 10:20. Nobody's listening.
You're allowed to.
Everyone should get a pup at Trader Day's and take him to the reception.
That is perfect.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be a classic.
Ivo Wendell bought his dog out there and the greatest dog ever.
Ivo did?
Yep.
It's her 50th anniversary coming up. I think celebration's on the 7th.
The surprise celebration that you just ruined?
Well, they've had it on Facebook.
No, it was a surprise for Ivo.
I'll be darned, it was in the newspaper
tonight. Mary Lou didn't, she knew, but Ivo didn't.
It's in the newspaper tonight.
Wrong. Well, good job.
Pretty sure I saw it tonight or yesterday.
See it.
Second page.
Ivo's classic.
Yes, he is.
They're the greatest neighbors ever.
They are
great. I don't doubt that.
I love them. I absolutely love them.
They're awesome.
Mindy Bupp Harrison says they run their dogs on Sunday.
Sunday?
I only been there once, and you bought a banjo there.
No, Calby did.
Calby bought a banjo.
Calby had a banjo. Bubby had a shotgun. We had Durex on our head. Perfect. And a harmonica.
And a harmonica.
And Cody drove us home when he was 12. Perfect. That's perfect.
You know, I should buy a banjo. I would like to learn how to play a banjo.
You'd be good.
Yeah,
you'd be like Lopez. You ever watch George Lopez?
No, is he good at it?
Oh, he's tremendous. He's always got Facebook stuff. He's always playing music.
Really?
Yeah.
You talking about George Lopez at Portland?
The lawyer,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's not.
I want to have a banjo player in here some night for sports talk.
Calby.
Okay.
Calby can't play nothing. He says only got one string left.
I have a cousin that's a banjo player, but he lives in Cincinnati.
We'll pay him to come up here. $100.
Bill Beckel took banjo lessons for a while.
There we had. We went to all
Buck
the...
Owens.
Buck Owens. Big Roy.
Roy Hall.
Roy Clark.
Who's Roy Hall?
Roy Hall was a pitcher.
No, he was a...
Wow.
Roy Hall sold in houses.
Oh, really?
That was Owen Hall.
Owen.
His brother, Roy, helped him.
Okay. Never saw him, but...
He's a good guy.
Son John helped him.
He can sell houses.
Crap out of houses.
He's a house selling machine.
Was good at it. Very good at it.
Okay.
What else we got to talk about?
We have 20 people watching this.
It's crazy.
How many people's on there? Did anybody say about our eyes? Who won?
Oh, no, nobody said anything.
We didn't get anything.
Nobody said
anything. Because I can't get my eyes open.
We couldn't get them zoomed in enough probably to get there. So
well,
that might be what it was.
Class of 1981, prettiest eyes. Me.
You did?
Yeah.
You won prettiest eyes?
Yeah.
I didn't win nothing.
Didn't you?
I wasn't on the homecoming court. Wasn't most on the prom court.
Succeed.
What? Most likely to succeed. Most likely to eat.
We were good at that.
I am a professional handler of domestic fowl.
That's big.
Yes, you are.
There ain't nothing else I'm noted for.
It's big.
Just saying. It ain't a bad.
Yeah, professional fowl.
Heading.
It's big.
Just saying. It's
good
is.
Good heading.
It is. Spinning wheels.
What? Oh, here we go. Lisa Bub Mueller, Bubba's eyes and Fee's smile.
Ooh. Oh, I love her. She's looking at me right now.
We love her.
Bubba, your hair looks like mine in the back.
Whoops.
Bubba won the eyes.
Who's making fun of my hair?
Mindy Bub Harrison.
I got to do something with
Emily
them.
Reisner has put in a laughing till she cries emoji.
Hey, I got to do something with my lid.
What are we going to do with it?
Put a hat on it.
No, I'm thinking about taking her on.
Wig.
Going ball?
Get a wig.
I'm going to do, I got to do something. I mean, just gone. Look at this. Why? Anybody out there, look at that. Huh? You got to do something with it.
You got to go with it now.
Listen, I got good hair here. I mean, it's thick and it's good. It's good, nice, man. But this is nothing.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Just quite good. Get tired hairs in the
go,
front.
Go to whatever that company is that takes your butt hair and puts it on your head.
I got no hair on my butt.
Oh, yeah.
I have no hair on my butt or legs.
I can't help you then.
Back? Get back hair?
I got back hair like
you're not Lou Grant.
I'm Lou Grant. Sweet Lou Grant. It's disgusting. And then whenever I sweat, my shirt is soaked.
Soaked.
Well, don't sweat. That's an easy solution
that's
to
easy.
That.
I weigh 400 pounds. Sweat getting out of the car. Hey, seriously, what do you do?
What are we going to do?
Hat. Who has the best toupee and forked cover?
Ooh.
I don't know. Vic Webster had one.
Vic did?
Didn't he?
I don't remember Vic having
remember
one.
Vic.
Jerry Reinhardt.
Home
from time to
Jerry
time.
Jerry always had one.
Anybody else? I'm thinking about going toupee.
Mike, give me the old toupee.
Cindy Johnson says, good night, Fort. 4 a.m. comes early.
God loves Cindy Johnson.
Let me know when the retirement center board meets.
We'll get her in.
She's Cindy in. Johnson, you're on the committee.
That's big.
Don't know her.
Don't
that's, she's in.
That's Doug Johnson's Les Johnson's sister.
Hmm? Really?
Yeah, she teaches.
That's Becky.
Becky. Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's Cindy's the older one. Yep, sorry about that.
Spencer, you drunk.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't get a beer tonight.
Oh. You got a new shirt though.
I drank yours.
Yeah. And they're and the two new ones are in my laundry
hamper. So we come to the conclusion.
Mm.
I'm gonna wear a toupee.
Two.
Like next it. Wednesday. Are we gonna be Facebook Live? I'm gonna
we could if you wanna
either go on toupee.
No, I'm having my toupee next Wednesday.
See what it is. We'll vote it up or down.
Thumbs down. Yes.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, this is great. What?
It's gonna be here's
big.
A good one.
All right, let me hear it.
From the West Coast.
Oh, no.
From the West Coast, and it's not Perry Hall. Another one of our good fans, Tony Stallman.
Tony.
I love Tony Stallman.
Found a new way to put my 7-month-old to sleep. Listen to Bubba and Fee.
That'll do her. That'll do her every time.
No, huh? I'm saying next week I bring the toupee.
Yes. Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
And we don't want any comments.
Nope.
We just want the
thumber upper or the thumber downer.
Now we want comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get comments whether you want them or not.
Yeah.
So you might as well say that they're okay.
This is big.
This is big.
Next is Wednesday big. Is toupee night.
Facebook Live toupee night.
Just I'm going to have a hat on.
Just you. I'm not wearing one.
Hey, I'm going to have a hat. We're going to have an unveiling.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can put a do-rag over it.
No, I'm going to look like the dude on Fat Albert.
Okay, I don't mind.
I love
you, baby.
Has that thing over his head?
Eight.
We got to have sports talk first.
Yeah.
So I have 8 minutes of sports talk.
We're going to double time in it.
Yeah.
Double time, I like it.
And I'm bringing it out. Boys, I'm telling you, people, Facebook,
this is gonna be
don't
big.
Let me down.
This is going to be big.
I got to talk my wife into it first. She don't care.
So what are we going to do now?
It'd be like making love to a new person.
Yeah, I get 25 people watching now.
Huh? Burt Reynolds.
We have 25 people watching now. What are we going to do?
Reynolds is dead.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. I love Burt Reynolds.
Loved him.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
he was quite a character.
Did he have a toupee?
He's a bandit.
Oh, yes.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Burt Reynolds did?
Absolutely.
How you know he did?
Huh? Well, because Bruce Van Treese, who used to be a barber here, worked for the company that supplied his and Terry Bradshaw's.
Boys, I'm bringing it out next week.
We are coming in with toups.
Laugh.
I don't think Fee will need one very badly, but
Fee's got a great lid.
Yeah,
it's getting.
I don't think Fee needs one, but
then boys.
But
I got to work on this week. I got to decide the color of it.
Yeah,
because that's big.
That's big.
I mean, I can't really go dark.
Nope.
Because I want to keep some of my gray. My wife says that's sexy.
Gray's sexy on the corner.
Neil, you think so? You think my gray hair's sexy?
I really haven't paid that much attention.
It's kind of sexy.
I'll say yes if it'll make you shut up.
I'm telling you, people next week are going to say, ooh, our ratings are going to go out the roof.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, we're a lot of women watching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the new me.
It's going to be the new Bobby.
All right, we gotta go to bed.
Chuck says it looks like a room full of bright heads.
Hey, Chuck.
He's talking about the glare. I hope he goes bald one day.
I hate Chuck. We don't make fun of Chuck ever.
You did three times already tonight.
Tonight?
Well, you didn't make fun of him. You just bad-mouthed him.
Chuck!
He said he was useless. Chuck, he didn't do anything, and we don't need
him. He is useless.
No, I don't think so.
Mm. I love Chuck, but he's an idiot.
Okay.
All right. What else we got? I got to check my phone one more time. See, Matt? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Red's lost.
Well, we're down to 24 listeners now. We lost one.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening.
That would be Cindy Johnson went to.
Hey, we want to thank everybody, don't we, Fee?
Yep.
Are you just going to leave with 24 people watching?
They'll trust me. They'll have no trouble turning this off.
It shouldn't take too long.
Next week, this is going to be big.
Toop. It's Toop week.
It is Toop week.
It's big.
How much does it cost, you think?
About $10,000.
No, a really good one is probably hundreds upon hundreds. You can get a really crappy one. You just go to Goodwill and buy one in their Halloween section for $7 or something.
No, I want this to be. I mean, this is big.
Then you're talking 50 to 100.
Bucks?
I don't know where you go to get one, but
that ain't nothing.
Huh? You paying for it?
That won't get you much of one. If you're gonna pay that, you might as well just pay $7 and get a Halloween wig.
This is
but,
big.
But a good one, a really good high quality.
Uh-huh.
I don't know now, but I know.
I only really need it for Facebook when we do Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So I only really need it for when I'm here. So it could like sit right here on the counter.
Yeah.
There you go. And another thing, I wash it before I put it on my head? Because according to
some of that stuff doesn't. No, then you just throw it in the dryer. Some of that stuff you can't wash.
You can't wash your toupee?
Well, you can if you get a high quality one.
Those are hundreds. Do I take a shower with them?
Yeah, the one that Burt Reynolds and Terry Bradshaw used to have, that company, you never took them off.
What happens if it falls off while you're talking, though? I have a huge head. I mean, I have a tremendous melon.
You get better toupee glue or tape. I don't know which one it is. I think it's tape.
My toupee is going to be more expensive because of my head.
Well, duct tape yourself.
This is big.
Oh, it's big.
This is big, ain't Neil?
Yes, it's huge.
It's big.
Yep.
I gotta go home.
Yep.
Why?
It's 10:30.
Because you don't like us?
No, you gotta go. You said you gotta go to bed.
I don't think I said that. I have stuff to do.
My ears are sweating. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You got sweaty ears?
Yeah.
Once I get my new hairpiece.
Look gooey.
You're good. Tony Stahman. I wish he would come back for you, Kevin.
Yeah, Tony, you gotta come move back. Yep.
Come on. But ain't his wife like in military?
Mindy Bupp Harrison says you can borrow her wig.
Ooh.
Ooh. And Jack says do a radiothon to cover the cost.
Ooh. No, we can't reach to the well too often. No. Yeah. I'll pay for my own toupee, but
you go.
Jet. Let's do a radiothon to raise Jack. Jack?
Yep.
I bet you we could raise $100 easy
mm-hmm.
for my hair.
I got 20.
Yeah.
You got 24? Yeah. I want this thing to be like the Beatles.
The Beatles?
I want to be like Ringo.
You want a major head.
Yeah. Well, Ringo doesn't have much hair anymore.
But back when the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be fast.
Go to a costume Beatles. Store.
No, this is real, Neil. This is real life.
Well, then almost no...
You're in the mop
almost
head.
No real toupee shops have Beatles
Howard Cosell.
Wigs.
Howie. He had one.
Yes, he did.
Jerry Reinhardt, the only guy in Fort Carter's got a wig, a toupee.
It's the only one I know of that still wears one, but he only wears it when he goes to church.
Mm-hmm. And
when he puts on his suit, he puts on his suit and he puts on his
singer
toupee.
Jerry Reinhardt's a great singer.
He's a singer.
And a class act.
Yeah. He's a neat guy. He's awesome.
He's class.
Got great milk. Just, got great milk.
Super cold.
Cold milk. Chocolate. Love it.
I love chocolate milk. When I was a kid, remember how you used to?
Love Jerry.
Dime.
Come in.
Dime, get dime, your milk.
Extra milk.
Love it.
Five of them. I got a carry couple quarters today.
Oh, man. Love chocolate milk.
Mm.
Remember the smell of the West School where they kept the milk?
Yeah.
I still remember that smell.
I do, too.
Yeah, you remember?
I wasn't allowed to go there.
Why?
Because it was a Catholic school.
What's that mean?
I'm not Catholic. I went to the East Elementary. It was a high school.
No.
Yeah, that's how it was back till about 1967, 1968.
Wrong. Fort Recovery is segregated?
Yes.
We were.
Nuns taught at the East Elementary.
I am nuns.
We had nuns. We got pounded.
Yeah.
I got the board and the stick.
Smacked me with a ruler.
And the Protestant people went to the East Elementary and the Catholics went to the West Elementary.
Do you guys know? I got something here. This is an interesting little stat.
We got a stat?
Mm-hmm. Stat of the day.
Stat.
Stat of the day. Let me see here. This is good. I got this one here.
Stat of the day with Bobby. The tube guy.
It's coming.
So you gonna read it to us or?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I snapped at you.
Don't yell at me.
I wish I hadn't. I feel bad.
It's all right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. All right. So the question is. Can't find it.
Well, we just went down to 10 people while you were.
We're losing them right and left. Dropping like
here we go. And
hey,
I haven't heard anything. So, yep.
You know that they ain't making yardsticks any longer?
that's not true. I have one that's about 53 inches.
No, you don't.
It's a yard. Yeah. It's
Tom Wood told me that.
Well, that's because.
Hey, you know they ain't making yardsticks any longer?
That's because.
And I was like,
that's because his brother told that joke in church Sunday.
He did?
Yeah. Jim told that joke in church on Sunday.
Heard you guys got a new pastor.
Yeah.
Yep. Young guy?
Yeah. He's about 30, I guess.
Good guy?
Oh, yeah. He's Dale and Carol Ranley's son-in-law.
Really?
Yep.
Well, good.
Really nice guy.
Hmm. Yep. Bet he ain't as good as Father Matt and Father Ned.
Father Matt.
I might be.
Might not be. Yep. We got the best.
Mm. Yeah. I don't doubt that. But they're going to throw them out of town.
They're gonna throw
Father Matt out.
We're gonna stay keeping
Father Matt.
I hope we can, but every 3 years you're supposed to move.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody on Facebook Live for tuning in.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, Neil, for turning on.
Next week, don't forget about the tube. It's gonna be big.
What do you got?
Hello. Chuck asked for some mood music.
Uh-oh, Chucky. Chucky, don't you know Chucky's in love? Yeah. Chucky's in love. Chucky's in love. Is in love with me. You got that song?
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to remember
who sings it.
Ricky Lee Jones.
I couldn't remember what it
was. I knew his three names, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Good call. Yeah. This is our last song tonight. Chucky!
This is dedicated to Chucky.
Chucky, of course. Thank everybody for listening. Love and Fee. Sports Talk.
Sports
Go
Talk.
Indians!
Go Indians.
back with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.